Paul the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. Give the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin from the North, an alpha male, and I like to shotgun White Claws. If you do the same, hashtag it, Sore Losers Shotgun. Not a lot of those coming through on the old waiver wire, so maybe you guys need to drink up, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, it is Pro Bowl weekend, so they probably will. Right? I mean, that's what you do during the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah. If you ain't drinking on the weekends, what else are you doing? Sitting there learning about your family? Twiddling your thumbs?
I know. Taking care of your kids? I mean, what the heck
can you seriously,
be doing?
How many
reading
people,
a book?
How many people watch the Pro Bowl?
Probably about 7 million.
What?
At least.
No way. 7,000.
No. It is.
Coach, I don't even think there are more than 100 people at the game in Hawaii. Are they still doing Hawaii?
No, they do it in Orlando.
Orlando.
Coach, you just went with a tropical place.
Coach, can you imagine the best thing about the Pro Bowl if you played in the NFL was to go to Hawaii?
Great call.
Now you got to fly down to Florida?
Dude, why do you think they don't have the Pro Bowl in Nashville? Well, actually, that'd be pretty dope. People get able to party on Broadway.
That is something I think that if you want to get more people in the crowd, is you switch up where it is every single year. And more people would go to the game.
Okay. Well, okay. Like, what are the top five destinations
in
America?
Well, I don't think you can.
Or would it be around the world?
San Antonio.
What?
Yes.
They have a football team?
No, they don't.
They don't have you're going to do it at the Alamo Dome?
Yes.
Coach, at a high school stadium.
Coach, if more than 1,000 people go into the Alamo Dome, it'll fall apart.
last year, there was 8.2 million viewers of the Pro Bowl.
Well, 8 million of them were drunk.
So, no. 8 million of them were just restaurants that had them on.
I really do believe if you want more people in the crowd, you go to places that don't have an NFL team.
Oh.
That's why I said San Antonio.
Like Toledo.
Memphis.
Now you're talking. Tunica.
Is Memphis big enough, though? I don't know how big Memphis is.
I would say it's the center of the country.
Coach, it's big. You're
that's why St. Jude is there. Why not put this football in the center of the country? I believe they said that it's the closest place for kids that are sick to get to. Memphis is centrally located.
And a regular college stadium would work?
Yeah, you could go to...
How about Texas A&M? College Station.
Okay, can
you
imagine...
It's not a big enough city.
Hey, the Pro Bowl in Ann Arbor at the Big House? That'd fill one corner.
Exactly.
That's the problem. But the Alamo Dome, I don't know how big the Alamo Dome is, but I'm just trying to think of moving it, take it around instead of sitting, because no one's going to travel to Orlando to watch the Pro Bowl.
Would you go if it was right down the road here?
Nope.
Exactly.
But you know why they did Orlando, Disney, there's things for families to do. Dude, that stadium down the road, dude, we have trouble with the Titans filling that. Pro Bowl ain't filling
it. Pro Bowl ain't
going to fill
it.
But guess what? Titans will fill next year.
And we ain't watching. That's a great point. About the families. I didn't even think about the Pro Bowl family, so they send them to Disney World.
Who, the football families?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the people don't even go to the game. They're like, doesn't this package include tickets? No, you're good at Disney.
What's the point? Like, what's the incentive for the players?
To play?
Yeah.
You're a Pro Bowler?
Okay, just the title?
Yep.
Do they get paid to play?
You probably get bonuses in your contract if you make the Pro Bowl.
Okay.
And there's guys trying to wiggle their way out of it. Oh, I've got an obligation.
Well, that's why you have so many alternates because no one wants to play.
Why do you think Noodle retired?
That's why.
Why do you think Noodle was named a Pro Bowler like 7 times in his career? It was as an alternate like 4 times.
Is Lamar Jackson going to play?
I would doubt it.
Dude, he got bounced in the first round at Poor Sportville. No way is any player.
How is he Poor Sportsville?
I'm saying, because I'm a poor sport, we're sore losers, I would hope that he doesn't play in the Pro Bowl. Like,
best quarterback of the year.
Dude, if he plays in it, mad respect. I'm just saying, let's follow through. If you already got bounced out of the NFL playoffs, guys, don't play in it.
What do you mean? You can't play if you're...
If there's a Titan... Coach, we're still puckered as Titans fan. If there's a Titan in the Pro Bowl,
play.
I would be shocked.
What else are they going
to
do?
I don't know. Chill on Broadway? Get back to your family you haven't seen in 9 months?
Is Derrick Henry playing in the Pro Bowl?
Hell no!
I would say no.
I have no idea.
Like that's how much I pay attention to the Pro Bowl. I just don't care. I have not. I saw one picture, and Mark Ingram was there on the practice field, but I don't know if he's playing.
I thought I saw a thing of Mike Evans doing catches. Didn't he get hurt? Maybe he's better.
Well, he might be better. That was a month ago.
He was doing the Tower of Terror where they have to catch it at the very top. That's the only highlight I saw.
The Tower of Terror?
Is that what you call it? The Tower of Terror is it's like the ride at Disney World.
I tried to integrate Disney with the Pro Bowl.
Smart.
Is it the dance on the Notebook?
The Notebook.
What's the dance where
he holds... That's Dirty Dancing, dude.
Oh, where he holds her up?
Oh, my gosh. We talk plays one day, and the next day, we're talking about dances?
Hold on. You might be right. I don't remember a dance.
No, the one that Ray did at the pool in Vegas. Which one was that one?
That's Dirty Dancing, right?
Yeah. Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't you picked up this chick in Vegas and dropped her.
That was when I was single.
That was back in the day.
Coach, we can't talk about stuff but now that back in the day?
I mean, Ray has to... Every story... That's when I was single.
Who cares?
That's when I was single.
Coach, obviously, you didn't do this yesterday.
I mean, it wasn't yesterday, and it's not going to be on your bachelor party, because we're going to Tunica for Ray's bachelor party.
Like, why are you hating?
I just want to... Because when Ray first brought up Tunica, I thought Ray was being a smartass. And so I get the email, and it has the itinerary for Tunica.
You got an email?
And I was like... Too. And I was so... I was like, he's really serious about Tunica.
Of course he was. I could tell when he was in here talking about
it. I want to get your thought process on why Tunica.
Because... Again, centrally located. Everybody can get there driving. I figured it could involve my friends from Nashville, friends from Michigan if they decide to come down. I couldn't do a Vegas. Who knows if I have to record on a Sunday night. I'm not trying to get in on Vegas on a Sunday from flying and then have to record that night. With our job, I can't plan the schedule, so I said, make it a place we can drive, so if we find out Saturday night that we got to work on Sunday night, hell, then we leave first thing Sunday morning. You can't tell a plane go early, you can tell a car to.
See, here's the thing. When you set in your bachelor party,
yeah,
there's going to be no work on that day. That's guaranteed. That's on the map, it's on the schedule, it's on the calendar.
Nowadays, you never know, Coach.
I understand your driving thing. I really thought you were joking about Tunica, and so I was hating on Tunica hard. Then I get the itinerary about the bachelor party.
Do you have it pulled up?
And it says, arrive 3 p.m. Friday, June whatever. Welcome lunch at this place.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then go out, go do whatever, and then steakhouse at 7 p.m., that's a short window between lunch and dinner, okay? That's a very short window because by the time we're done with lunch, it's already 4 o'clock.
All right. So they need to ratchet up the itinerary a little bit, space it out.
Do you just bitch about everything?
No. Then I read the next day is wake up at 11 a.m. and head out on the bus.
No, you forgot. You forgot the next day, first thing on the agenda.
Sizzin sleeps in.
Hey, he's like...
I saw the schedule was 11 a.m. We depart for Beale Street.
Absolutely.
Whoa, a shuttle bus, dude, driving from, I guess it's a party limo?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because you don't realize that Beale Street is an hour away from the hotel.
Right.
So it's not like we're just going
No, dude, we're going in one of those party buses.
I understand.
What do you think? People are trying to get Ubers? No,
we're popping bottles in there,
at 11 a.m.
Coach, who cares?
No, can I finish?
Yes.
Then we get to Beale Street, eat lunch. Place TBD. Okay? Okay. That's what it says.
All right.
Okay.
So we haven't booked a restaurant
and then,
yet.
Sizzin hits Beale Street. And then we are back on the bus going back to the hotel at six. We're going to Beale Street. What the hell? The point of going to Beale Street is to see it all lit up at night. We're going during the day.
Hey, we're going for a matinee, dude.
Have you ever partied with Sizzin? The dude gets trashed in 30 minutes. How is he going to last more than two hours?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why didn't we take the party bus at night to Beale Street?
I get you guys with me going to bed early. I hope the strippers are ready at 11 a.m.
Oh, hey. That's my next concern.
Dude, no, my chick said strippers allowed, no more than 5.
Did she say that, really?
She said strippers are allowed.
She did say it was okay. I talked to her.
My wife said no.
Okay, Coach. Well, then
I think I'm out.
So you're just going to sit on the bus?
No, I don't. I don't think I can go then.
Well, I mean, Coach, there's going to be multiple party buses with stripper poles.
Are
God
they
going to
take it
off? Wait, there's multiple party buses?
I think we're taking a party bus from here to Memphis.
Wait, are you kidding me?
No. I think we are driving our own vehicles.
It says drive your own vehicle.
Okay, yeah. Let me talk to Dodd.
Yes, that's what you're going to talk him into riding together?
I don't know. I need to get the details. The schedule, I guess, is a little bit crunched. We need to split up the meals.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Why don't we try to look into a privy?
We've already talked about that, and nothing happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know how much that is.
Expensive.
Okay,
but
then
this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
No, I'm out.
What if we do the privy instead of the strippers?
No,
the strippers are expensive.
No, they're not as expensive as the privy.
Yeah, good point.
And I hear you guys and your gripes and complaints.
I have no complaints, Coach. This
you
is
just
your
complained
back-
and said you couldn't go now.
That's not a complaint.
That is.
No.
You complained about the strippers.
The complaint is my wife said there's strippers, you can't go. I can't go then.
You can go. We'll make a way.
You can just go to the blackjack table.
Okay, when the strippers come, I'll go somewhere else?
Husbands and dads that are allowed to see the strippers are going to, we'll have it cornered off.
Okay.
You'll be in quarantine.
Can you give me a 30 minutes heads up so I can go do something?
You come back, there's lingerie in the ground.
Hear me out. I'm not complaining.
Coach, you've been bitching since you started the itinerary.
No, I've been breaking
you
it down.
You act like this is your party.
I've been breaking it down. I'm trying to make sure it's the best bachelor party ever.
You're not the best man. Is Dodd the best man?
No.
Then why did he put all this together?
He wanted to. He said he'd be a point man.
Interesting.
But second of all, why are we hitting Beale Street during the day?
Oh, I need to talk to him about that. I don't know why
he's
scheduled
wrong with that?
I just asked. I didn't know if there was a reason. Maybe Ray likes to go to Beale Street during the day. He feels safer during the day.
He's a day drinker.
And what about during the day? What if they don't even block off Beale Street?
They don't. Like, you can get run over.
Get out
yes.
of the way.
You got to go to the crosswalk.
We got our saxophones filled with booze. We're doing all those Vegas drinks. Hey, get out of the way. Get out of the road.
Where did you get the idea of Tunica? Like, where did this come from?
I told Lunch, it's drivable and you can gamble there.
Coach, where did you get the idea?
It's an easier and more accessible than Vegas. It's you can gamble. It has strippers. It has everything.
You can gamble in New Orleans, Coach.
Okay, but New Orleans is difficult to get to.
No, it's not. It's a $40 flight.
During hurricane season?
Okay.
I don't think June is hurricane season.
It could be. I think every month of the year is hurricane season.
When did Katrina hit?
Oh, we won't talk about that. September.
You're sure?
Yeah, I was in my honeymoon.
Anyways, Billy had the same concerns because he told me, texted me, hey, I booked the trip. Why are we going to Mississippi again?
Again?
No, he's like, please remind me of why exactly we're doing
exactly.
this.
Exactly. So, Eddie, I am not the only one that has a vocal ear to give Ray because I,
I get you. All I'm saying is it's his party.
No,
he
it's
can
his
do what
party.
He wants.
He let Dodd plan it and Dodd planned Tunica, so that's what Ray wants. Yeah. We will go. Have you called Tunica to say you're bringing Ray from the Sore Losers?
I got another guy on that. He said he's calling hotels, restaurants, saying, what can you offer us? We are at
but
the...
Did you tell
us?
Him who we are?
Yes. No, he's my guy. And he's still...
What do you expect them to offer you? Food?
Free rooms.
Yeah, or something. They said they can give discounts if you get a block of 10.
No. They should give you free rooms, period.
For all of us? I need my own room. I'm not sharing with anyone.
I told my buddy, so Ross is also working on it. He's another guy that's going to the bachelor party.
From Friends?
Yeah, don't know if you guys have met him.
Ross Geller?
No.
Oh. A paleontologist?
Calling that, who cares? But anyways, he said...
Where's he from?
Our friend circle, but from here.
Okay.
So he said that...
Is BJ going?
He's been invited. No confirmation on him going. But anyways, so Ross said that...
I saw BJ is going to be
he's a bridesman.
Hey, let him...
Bridesman.
Okay.
For my fiance.
Cool.
Okay. So anyways, Ross called ahead and he said that he was trying to do the pitches that you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
So he's going to let me know this weekend on the deals if we got anything.
All right. Tell him to look into a privy. Wheels up. All the golfers on the tour, they wear it says wheels up on their shirts.
And are we going to have matching t-shirts for Beale Street? Ray's last shindig. Ray's big goodbye.
We can do
are
that.
You going to have penis necklaces and stuff?
I think, don't we go vagina?
Oh, okay. Vagina necklaces?
Yes.
No. Boob straws. Do they have those?
Hey, do guys do the scavenger hunt? You know?
Like where you got to like...
You got to go make out with someone?
Yeah, you got to eat a...
Whoa.
A lightsaber. You got to suck it off your shirt, things like that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun.
You got to get a pair of panties.
You got to go ask a random dude something.
I want as many guys in as possible. It's still getting figured out. We can change the itinerary a little bit. The main thing is it's easy to gamble. It's easy to get strippers there. There's so much drinking, and it's a huge bachelor capital.
Have you guys ever been to Graceland?
Stop. We're not going to stupid
We're
going
to be in Memphis.
Stop.
Dude, we go Beale Street, then go to Graceland for a little bit.
Listen, Ray, I just want to let you know, I talked to the wife, and she's all about it.
She's stripping?
She's all about it. She's all about it.
She's not coming.
What?
Your wife's not coming.
Yeah, she loves to gamble.
No, this is a boys' trip.
No, she can go on the... She's been on the boys' trip before.
Oh, my God. Here we go, dude. What is wrong with you?
Like, my roommate from college, he was graduating law school at the University of Nebraska. So we flew in there, and we went. And that night, we were going to gambling right over in Council Bluffs, Iowa. And it was guys' night. It was, like, me, my old roommate, his father-in-law, his three brothers, his brother-in-law, and my wife. We all went to the casino.
Ray, you can't allow this.
We got kicked out of the casino because we were so drunk and we were winning so much money. They were so annoyed with us. They said, "Are you guys about done for the night?" And they walked us out.
How much money?
We were all each
like 500 bucks.
No, we were winning about 1,500 each.
See, that's what I told Ross. I go,
yeah,
"Hey,
coach, that's a bunch of money to a casino."
Hey, when we're going to these,
well, they kicked us out.
Yeah, because you're probably being annoying.
You thought
you wiped them out of cash? 1,500 each? Oh, guys, let's shut this casino down. These guys are going to wipe us out.
Guys, they've won two hands in a row at blackjack. Get them the hell out.
Hey, dang, how much you been winning this month in your gambling?
Whoa, we don't talk about that.
Yeah, okay, so shut up.
Hey,
okay.
So what I told my boys, act like we're whales and then we're going to spend a bunch of money.
You don't have to act like that. You have to say you're Ray from the Bobby Bone Show and the Sore Losers Podcast.
What do you mean,
we
whales?
We have a social network reach of over millions of people. Boom! Give us free rooms.
Spend thousands at their hotel, but in all actuality, if I lose at two table games in a row, boys, I'm out after 200.
Coach, they're gonna know we're not whales when we're busting out singles at a freaking blackjack table.
When we walk up, I'd like to double down for $1.
Coach, I have more receipts in my wallet than dollar bills.
Hey, just don't do your little hashtag. I'll put a dollar on it. That's gonna blow our cover, dude. Isn't your friend's slogan "Put a dollar on it"?
They're like, we did some research on you guys. Some of you guys have Bovada accounts.
No, but I'm pumped because I mean that's casino life. I love casino life.
That's there great. You're gonna enjoy casino life without your wife.
No.
No, she's not coming.
She doesn't have to go to Beale Street.
No, she's not coming on the trip.
Why?
Period. She's just not.
And also, we think Beale's a bust. Stay in Tunica and gamble.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, but Beale can be fun to switch it up, to get out of that casino.
Did you see the one thing in the itinerary there? He goes, toast to Ray bachelor party, but it's in my room. I go, guys, we can't book a
restaurant. He said,
toast in Ray's room.
In Ray's room or someone else's room.
Hey, we're all sitting on the bed. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Lunch, will you hand me the ice bucket?
Hey, I think the maid's still in the hall. Will you ask her for more glasses?
She handed me two shampoos and said that should be enough.
That's pretty exciting. But I went over the itinerary and I just want to get your thoughts on it. I want to get your feeling on why Tunica. I want to talk about it. So Billy was bashing your Tunica idea also.
Dude, he was going hard, but he's already booked his flight.
He's the best man?
Yeah.
So where does he fly into?
I said that on our other show.
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah.
Does he fly into Memphis?
No, he's going to fly into Nashville.
And then he's going to ride.
Then he'll fly out of Memphis.
He's got a privy, right?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I just need to find someone to drive me.
I gotta talk to...
Well, let's do a party bus.
You know how much a party bus for 4 hours is?
Dude,
I'm not worried about
that. I did one from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, you're not worried about the
price?
We
don't have to pay that.
What are you talking about?
The dad takes care of that, right? What does your dad pay for?
He's going to pay for the bachelor party.
Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Hey,
is your dad
father-in-law. Hey, some money. I'm going to get some strippers.
No, he buys the wedding.
Are you inviting your father-in-law and your father to the bachelor party?
No.
Dude, tell me your dad's coming.
Because a lot of the girls invite the mother and the mother-in-law to their bachelorette party.
Right.
So you got to invite the dad.
Coach, tell me your dad's coming.
No. But even more awkward than the can I have your wife's or your daughter's hand in marriage is the do you want to come to the bachelor party in Memphis with strippers? I'm supposed to have that talk?
Yeah, you can't. Hold on. You can't do that.
You don't. Here's the thing.
Coach, if I say Memphis, he's going to know strippers.
And coach, he's not going to have fun if his father-in-law is there the whole time.
Yeah, right. Hey, his father-in-law, just imagine this. Him and his father-in-law both sitting in a chair next to each other. Ray, Ray, check this one out. Look at that move she's got.
Hey, hand me Shaniqua.
Dude, her name's Diamond. You can't give her a real name.
Okay, but things can still change with the itinerary, but the city is in stone.
Yeah, I got that.
Tunica.
Okay, Tunica it is.
Great.
Great.
I did have a guy hit me up on Twitter. He said, I'm the mayor of Tunica. Let me see what I can hook up.
Like the real mayor?
Like he was elected?
Yeah, he's in office.
Coach, is the real dude?
No.
Not
literally.
Oh, okay.
I am telling you, when you just use your credentials.
Of course. That's what I told my guys.
No. Your guy Ross has. You don't need Ross to do crap.
He's a paleontologist. Leave him alone.
All you have to do is call yourself and say, "I am Ray," and they will give us free rooms.
Do your thing. Yeah. What do you do?
What is it?
Yeah. Okay, to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Another shocking thing that I heard yesterday. Do you guys know?
Oh, Antonio Brown.
Oh God, he's out on bond though. $110,000.
Oh, good.
Dude, the jail leagues are happy though. They got a good player.
Oh, he's going to be good in the longest yard. that team.
The mean machine or
dude,
what is
prison
it?
Prison football, they just got a damn good number
real.
One.
That's not real.
They play it in the lot.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do.
Play flag football in the yard?
Probably tackle.
Coach, what do you think when OJ went to jail? They're like, hell yeah, we need a running back.
Can you imagine OJ? Oh, AB?
See, Ray they were Caruth. Hoping Big Ben.
Oh, God.
When Big Ben.
You know who Ray Caruth is?
Yes. Right. Yeah, he was the Hall of Famer, Ray Caruth.
Dude, Aaron Hernandez?
No. That's Rod Carew.
Oh, shit.
Ray Caruth played for the Carolina Panthers. I believe he was a first-round draft pick. He might have even been top 10. Wide receiver. Unbelievable. And then...
He murdered someone?
Well, he didn't.
Allegedly?
His girlfriend got pregnant, and he didn't want to pay child support. And so when she was like 8 months pregnant, he had someone...
Well, he called them and told them.
Yeah. But the woman died, but the kid's alive. I mean, wow.
Have you ever hated someone so much that you would think about buying a hit on them?
No.
Like, that's crazy to me. Have you, Coach?
Are you drunk?
No, I'm serious. Like, I've never hated anyone that much.
No, I haven't
to
even.
To wish them dead.
And that's what I tell my wife all the time. I tell my wife all the time, I say, listen.
I could kill you if you didn't.
He's all drunk at the house. He listened to me.
I tell her,
you talk back to me, I will hire someone.
I say, if it goes south, our relationship goes south.
What the?
Just don't kill me. Like,
you guys talk about this?
I do, because she watches a lot of those Dateline murder mysteries.
You think she gets ideas?
And yes. And so I'm always like, look, no matter how bad it is, don't, like, if we break up, yes, I'm going to be sad and it's going to hurt and it's going to suck. But I'm never, like,
here's the thing,
I'm not going to stalk you or anything like that. So don't. Like, don't kill me or don't have your new boyfriend kill me just for the life insurance or just so we don't have to split time with the kids. Like, don't do that. I was like, just cool.
Here's the thing about you, though, Lunchbox. Like, people either love you or they hate you.
What do you mean?
Like.
There's no in between?
Not really. Remember when we played golf? Like, remember that old man we played golf with?
He hated me.
I mean, dude, he hated Lunchbox. Like, there was nothing Lunchbox could have bought him dinner and he still would have hated
him. I mean, I'd put the shot. You know, a foot from the pin, he wouldn't say anything. Eddie would hit the green, the guy would be like, dude, excellent shot. Like, the spin on that ball was
beautiful.
Amazing. I'm like, yo, old hack, what up?
Hey, Lunchbox chips it in from 30 yards away. Not a word.
But why?
That's what I'm saying.
Why is that?
Can't put your finger on it. Love it.
So, that's got to be weird for your wife. Like, do you ever piss your wife off so much where she's just like, I want to kill you?
I don't think so. I mean, I have no idea. She's never said, I want to kill you.
Okay, that's good. That's good then. That's good.
I mean, she may have thought it in her head.
Right.
But like I said,
and you'll never know that.
Like, we've already talked about it, so she can't do it now. Because I said, look, just don't kill me. Like, I'll never kill you. You don't kill me. We're good. Even if we break up. Like, let's just move on. It's okay. Because I always say, you think you know who you're sleeping next to, but you really have no idea.
You don't know other people's thoughts.
You have no idea. Like, you can be married to someone for 35 years and you don't know a damn thing about them, really.
Well, that's correct. Not true. I mean,
no.
Yeah.
Because that's why these Dateline murder mystery, guess who does it?
No,
the husband or the wife.
And they had an idea. Everyone had an idea. That's the thing. When, like, there's cheating going on or whatever, people are always just like, I never saw that. Well, you're an idiot if you never saw that coming. Like, you know, there's just things that you notice and things. People are there. They do habits and stuff. And when that habit breaks, you're just like, something's off with you. Coach, when something's wrong with Bay, you know when she had a bad day at work, even if she didn't say a word.
Listen, she gets home every day at 4:20. She starts getting home at 5:20. What's up with the 5:20?
Right,
the
traffic.
Traffic. They're just working more.
Are you serious?
What, did they break the effing road? Uh-oh. What do you mean, traffic?
My wife's been getting home late the last 3 weeks.
And she's pregnant, Coach.
Hey, my wife's been showing up 4 hours late every night. Is that a problem?
Coach, she comes out
like last night.
Comes out looking like me.
Like last night.
That doesn't look like me.
She said she'd be home at 5:30. Then she texted me and said, "Actually, I'm running a little late. It's going to be closer to 6.
Is this a one-time thing or more?
And then she walked in the door at 6:45.
You know what you can do in an hour. That's enough time to go from one side of the city to the whole other. With traffic.
Coach, she's doing that every day? Or just like on Tuesdays? Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Time, though, is one of the bigger things. If there is an affair, infidelity, always it's
I'm
a time thing.
I'm not talking just infidelity. I'm talking anything.
But what I learned, not to get off track, but what I learned when our place was shot at, people are creatures of habit. Same things that happened at 6:50 at night happened almost every day of the week at 6:45, 6:50.
Exactly.
People do this. Time is a huge thing. Lunch, you need to look into that.
Man.
Hey, man, if the kid comes out looking like me, it wasn't me. Well, I haven't seen your wife in like months.
So you've been checking out my wife, though?
What do you mean checking her out?
Because you're saying you're willing to sleep with her. Basically what you just told me.
I didn't say that.
You just said, if it comes out looking like me, it wasn't me.
I'm telling
basically
you.
Basically saying you've thought about that with my wife.
No.
That's exactly what you just said.
No, I'm just telling you right now, like the way you told your wife, don't kill me. I'm telling you right now, wasn't me.
You're like one of those guys.
But you said if it looks like me, it's not me.
Exactly.
It was one of the people that incriminates himself without it.
Yes, exactly.
You know, if it looks like me, it ain't me.
What?
What? Huh? What? We did go in the other day, and my mother-in-law was here, and they did a sonogram. Hold on.
He's still recovering from the ballet. Remember that?
Yeah.
To love is not to love. Thank you for coming to the New York Ballet.
No,
that's part
it was
Broadway.
Oh, sorry.
It was Hamilton. It was ballet. Tina Turner. Yeah.
Love is love.
So they did, you know, those 4D sonograms.
Oh,
now we got a bachelor party idea, baby.
Coach, that's a small. A 4D? D or double D?
Sonogram.
Oh.
Coach, I don't know if they're measuring the right thing there.
And the nose looked like a freaking, I don't even know, an upside down U. And I was like, that ain't my nose. Is there anything you want to tell me? She goes, please tell me that's just the angle. And the lady said it was just the angle.
I don't know, Coach. You kind of have a big nose.
I do?
Yeah.
Not as big as yours.
Okay.
Coach, you looked at nose, but you didn't see any other parts of the body?
Oh, you see the face. You saw the eyes were closed. And
did you see anything else?
You saw lips.
Anything else?
The cord was over the nose. Like the umbilical cord was up over the nose.
I mean, he might have just told us he's seeing a boy, dude.
Yeah, I agree.
What are you talking about?
It wasn't his nose.
I don't know, Coacher.
No, it was only the face, fool. Oh,
Let them show you just that, but, I can't see the rest
it's
of it.
It's ridiculous.
I feel like he already knows.
No, I really don't know.
But, I mean, if you don't know, that's crazy that you would risk it by looking at the face.
I think
they know where
the doctor gets to the face and then says, all right, you can look now.
Exactly.
Are the doctors a little annoyed by that? Okay, guys, this is the one.
No, they're not.
Cover up the whole bottom.
Yes, they are.
They're not annoyed.
They're annoyed by all the stupid crap that people come to them with in their office. But they're clients, so they have to do what they tell them.
No, it's not that annoying. All it takes is, okay, I'm gonna look down there at the legs and stuff, so you might want to turn away. It's not that annoying to say that.
And what if he slips? I mean, he sees people after people. I always hear doctors are tired.
Is it a guy or a girl?
No. My wife.
You tell me not here. Once he
hey,
doesn't
hey,
say.
Is it a female doctor or male doctor?
Hey.
It's a female doctor.
Good. I was going to say, you don't want a dude in there.
What I'm seeing here with his, her, it's. I mean, Coach, he's
so
one
annoying.
Slip. One slip.
Here's how it works.
Get out of here.
When we go to like the normal doctor, we have to go to a specialist also.
Okay, your practitioner.
Yeah, the OBGYN.
Oh, that's the not normal doctor. Okay.
No, that's the normal one, OBGYN.
OBGYN.
That's it. Why is it why?
Why not?
Okay, there you go.
Got
so our OBGYN, who is going to be delivering the baby.
He's not yours.
She, whatever, shut up.
Okay.
Doesn't even know the gender of our child.
That's not true.
It's true.
He's lying to you, or she's lying to you.
No, I'm serious. It says nowhere on our paperwork what the gender of the child is.
Okay.
So we went in for the sonogram in the office, right? And the sonogram tech in that building is the only one that knows the gender of our child.
And what's their name?
No idea.
Sonogram tech. It's somebody drinking out of a Slurpee.
Is this the same one that's going to write the gender on a piece of paper so you can do your little gender reveal party?
But we're not having that.
Oh, yeah.
They're having it at the hospital.
That's right. You do when the baby's born.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that's the only person that in the whole office that knows the gender of our child.
And how do you trust that person?
Because they don't even write it down.
But they know.
Right. But then the minute we leave, they see someone else. And 3 hours later, that's it. They don't see it anymore.
Dude, that has to leak.
When we go to the specialist, what happened at work today?
I can't tell you.
When we go to the specialist, we see a different tech every week.
So they all know.
They probably all know.
Oh my gosh. How do you sleep at night knowing that all those people know what the gender is?
I just close my eyes. It's really not that hard.
Okay.
What I had a hard time sleeping about last night is I heard a stat yesterday that just shocked me.
Eli Manning. It was frightening.
Eli Manning.
Coach, you called it.
Has made the most money in the history of the NFL. $252 million.
Wow. Dak's about to beat that, though.
Okay.
You want to know who's second?
Money. Got to be a running back.
What? No way. It's got to be somebody. It's got to be another quarterback. Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Matthew Stafford.
Close. He's like top five or six. Peyton Manning, $248 million. So between the two brothers, they've made $500 million, the two highest paid.
The two. How much has Cooper made?
Who?
Their brother.
He didn't play in the NFL.
That's right. Can you imagine your brothers just bawling out and you're like...
Mm. Well, he was supposedly really good, but he had an injury that
How supposedly you were really good.
God,
like,
that sucks, right?
That sucks.
You have to have a little bit of animosity.
And you don't even think about it for most of the year, but then birthday parties, they come over when they're Bentleys and... Hey, Eli, what's up, man?
Do you think they give him, like every year, there's here you go, Cooper, here's a mill.
No, no chance. You give your brother money?
I'm not successful on the...
Yes, you are. You make more money than your brother. Do you give him money?
No. I'm not on the level that Peyton and Eli...
Do you give
Eli,
your sister money?
I included $200 in your Christmas card.
I am not...
Check your stock.
My financial income is not on the level of Peyton Manning and Eli Manning.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you for what? Obviously.
But Eddie's acting like I just have all this spare money to throw at my brother or sister.
If they needed it,
If
you
I
could.
Made $100 million... I'd give him $50.
No, Coach, relative. If he needs $100, would you give him $100?
Yeah, I'd give him $100.
There we go.
If he needed it.
That's probably what Peyton does with $1 million.
You just said no, he doesn't
do that.
Well,
I'm just saying it's relative because the amount of money they make versus what we make and our siblings.
Yeah, okay. I just thought it was crazy that they've made $500 million between the two of them, the two highest paid players in the history of the NFL.
How did Eli manage to draw up those deals?
You tell me, because he sucks.
Like great agent.
Must have banged his way to the top.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, he won Super Bowls, so he asked for more money, and he stuck around for a while. I mean, he stuck around a long time.
Coach, he was playing the same position when we were in college.
Was that a different time when salaries weren't all over the headlines?
Probably.
Because I don't remember any, Eli signs for this much money.
Yeah.
Right? That was never expected.
What's the biggest one in your mind? Huge salary right now, top of mind that you've heard that you know of.
Oh, Ndamukong Suh when he signed for
you remember that
with the Dolphins? I think it was he signed for $100 million.
Dude, the one that comes to mind, A-Rod in baseball.
Oh,
I mean, that
good.
Was like the biggest one ever, dude. When you go to stadiums, they'd hold up dollar bills and stuff. That one was blockbuster. Sure, there's big ones. Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo, he will now be the highest paid quarterback.
Is he?
I don't know. I remember him one day and I forget him the next day.
That's the thing. With quarterbacks now, though, every year there's a new highest paid quarterback because someone becomes a free agent and they go to the top and then they don't win. And that's why the Chiefs, they got 2 years to win the Super Bowl or they're done because they're going to pay Patrick Mahomes $40, $45 million a year.
Do they win it this year?
And we got another week to talk about that, Ray. What are you feeling right now?
Niners. It's a Niners world we're living in right now.
Is it?
Yeah. We're idiots for not seeing it the entire year.
What do you mean?
It's been obvious.
They won games all year.
They are head and shoulders above the rest of the NFL. It might be two scores.
Right now, Batter's Box is crashing his car off the highway.
What are you talking about?
Oh my God. Anytime Ray starts talking so definitively about a team.
They're like no-brainer.
No-brainer, head and shoulders, two scores.
Head and shoulders.
I mean, those are the terms that Ray likes to use. And all 49er fans, Jesus in Dallas, Batter's Box, No Teeth Keith, they are crashing their cars right now going, please stop.
There's nothing finer than being a 49er.
Somebody said they listened to No Teeth Keith on Fast Forward, and it was still slow talking.
Have you looked at any of the prop bets?
No.
I have not. Because Eddie likes to gamble.
Yeah.
And he told me
I like to put a dollar on it.
Well,
there's the slogan pitch.
He's down. He's already down to $8. He got a $100 referral bonus this past weekend. He's already down to $8. That tells you how good Eddie does at this gambling thing.
Sounds like those college
lot. $75.
You said $8.75.
No, I said $75. I was going to say $80, but I lost $5 last night on the dog.
What's the thing though?
$75.
Is it dogs? Is it two half basketball or four quarter basketball?
I started doing poker,
guys. Oh, Jesus.
That's something to dabble in.
It's $2 sit and go.
Hey, I ain't never heard somebody say, I made my millions betting the dogs and playing poker.
It's not bad, dude. $2.
There are people that make money on poker.
$2, you join a three-person tournament, and then you have 1,000 each, and you go.
Dollars?
You let it rip.
A thousand
fake money, and whoever survives.
And you win $5?
You win. There's a little wheel that you can either win $4 or $10. Sometimes it's $10, sometimes the pot's $4.
So you play for hours and win $4?
Exactly, Coach. It's entertaining.
Coach, I can walk to the gas station and win more money than that.
How do you win in the gas
station? Here's something funny. How long do these tournaments take?
Sometimes 30 minutes. And you're really only winning $2 because the $4 pays your entry.
God. You, my friend.
What?
Need to reevaluate your life.
Hey, how many people are in on these tournaments?
Three.
Coach, you sign up. You hit sign up,
yeah,
and you're in a table like immediately.
How many is at a table?
Three.
Oh, three people. Okay.
Yes. But immediately.
I'm not even worried about you. You're telling me there's another two idiots playing?
I can't believe
it. Listen, boys, we can play one right now, and there are two people ready to roll.
I don't got 30 minutes, Coach.
I don't have 30 minutes to sit there for $2.
And rub two ace cards together, Coach,
yeah,
for $4.
I'm good, though, dude. I'm good. I fake them out really good.
I'm sure, Coach.
Because they can't read your eyes, dude.
They can't read my... It's on the internet.
Hey, can you text them messages?
You can do messages.
Oh, I would message them. Got the full house.
No, Coach.
Heck yeah. I might want to fold.
It's weird, though. Bovada will turn the messages off sometimes when people are talking smack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey.
What do people say to you?
Nothing. Just like, oh, good hit. Ha, ha, ha. Like,
when you bluff, do you flip your cards over so they can see them like that?
No. If you bluff and they fold, you don't have to show anything.
Oh, because sometimes if you watch it on TV, sometimes they show them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just throw them in like, nah, I'm not going to show you.
I mean, some people, they're just so stupid. They try to bluff 10 hands in a row and just like, what are you doing? Like, I know you don't have 10 great hands in a row.
Coach, that's Stanley that's 50 in his mom's basement. Of course he's going to do random stuff like
15?
That.
Hey, smash cut 10 years. That's Eddie in his mom's basement.
Oh, why would I be in my mom's basement?
Dude, you are headed down that path that you are playing for 30 minutes for $2.
It's great, Coach. It's fun. Why do we do it at night before I go to bed?
But it's totally against what we did the dogs for in the first place.
What?
The dogs was we get our money in a minute. Yeah, now you're waiting 30 minutes for $4?
Yeah, this is...
Two, because you got the $2 entry.
$2. Yeah, two. It's really $2.
And the sad thing is, at that amount of money, dude, you might be playing younger kids.
Probably. But when you hit that 10, dude, when the pot is $10, woo!
You're playing college kids.
Maybe.
No, honestly, college kids are playing for more than $2.
Coach, you win $5 in college? Honestly, I was dead broke.
College has changed. The online gaming thing, online poker... has changed how the college kids are playing.
True.
They're not playing for $2. They are not playing for one beer. They're trying to buy the keg for the whole fraternity house. They ain't paying. They're not playing in Eddie's $2 game.
Maybe they're all talking about the big pots, but the average college kid's playing in the Eddie tournament for $4.
What's great, or if you know anything about poker, you can kill the dudes playing the $2 game because, yeah, they're probably 15 years old.
But you would have to play, if you really think about it, the longevity you're going to have in this, you'd have to play an entire day to win $100.
I'm not trying to win $100.
Coach,
you can put it. Trying to win 10 at a time, Coach. If I spend an hour and I want $10, that's a win.
Coach, what if you win one half hour, then
why don't do this? Let's get in one right now. First hand, just go all in.
No, why? That's my money. No,
just to bluff them.
I work hard to get my money up.
To bluff them and be like, damn, this dude has a lot of money, and then see if they fold real quick.
I just have one question. Yes. So while you're playing for this 30 minutes,
yes,
what the hell is your family doing?
It's bedtime, coach. Everyone's asleep.
So you're staying up late into the night for this $2.
Oh, the kids go to bed at 8:30. The wife snoozes off about 9:30. About 9:30 to 10, I'm playing poker.
She thinks he's looking at porn. He's just playing for $4 poker?
Of course.
Wow. All right.
All right, is that it?
Great weekend. I gotta go. I'm going to Miranda Lambert tonight. Taking the wife out on the town. Yeah.
Coach, why didn't you tell? I gotta get a clip up for you,
Hold
coach.
On, we're in a game.
Are we?
Yep.
Go all in.
Is there sound so we can boost the quality of the podcast? Yeah. All in.
Oh, huh.
Sir, are you sure you want to risk $2?
All right, the pot's $4 on this one.
No wheel?
All right. Cards are dealt.
There's the flop.
What do you got?
I have a 7. No, that's just for the dealer. That's just for the dealer. Here we go. All right, ace five diamonds. Both
bluff.
Diamonds.
Bluff.
I'm going all in.
Yeah, do it.
All in. Did you hear that?
Give us some more.
Yeah. Did anybody call?
One fold. Waiting on the other guy.
They're going to fold. There's no way they're going to take that chance.
He's thinking.
For $2.
He's thinking.
He's like, what the hell does this guy
He's
have?
He's got 5 seconds.
Four.
Three, two, one.
Fold.
He called you?
No, nothing yet.
Well, come on!
Bovada freeze?
Maybe. What's going on here? He folded.
Yes. Yeah! See, I told you. What did I tell you?
No, because they all folded. No one put in.
What? Well,
they didn't call my all in.
But someone had to ante up in the first.
Yeah, sure. I got $30 off
there
of that.
There you go.
Okay, fourth.
Wait, you won
four and jack. Four hearts, jack hearts. All in.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, dang. I just went 40, hit the wrong button.
Oh, sissy.
But it's not real.
499. I'm all in now.
Dollars. Why? What is on the...
499.
So you got...
I got two pairs.
Two pairs.
All in. They all folded.
Bluff them.
See? I'm good at this game.
All right, hey, you guys talk. I'm going to play a little bit.
All right, what's the next hand? What do you got?
I have a 3 of diamonds, 5 of spades.
Oh, just fold. Fold, because we're not going to win.
Fold. Lose 10 bucks. Fold.
Oh, wait. Oh, if you're already in,
I was the low blind.
Okay, yeah.
And they're going to start to know that he's just a bluffer.
Coach, they're probably listening to the podcast now. 10 and 4 hearts.
What did you have?
I'm telling you right now, 10, 4 hearts.
Oh, this is the new hand?
New hand.
You got two of a kind.
All in?
No.
I went all in.
Okay.
You're one out. Fold.
He's going to call.
Two folds.
Oh!
Yay!
Hey, let's go!
Hey, talk some trash. Be like, eat that.
All right, 8 and 2 of spades. God, I'm looking for that flush.
No, just do.
All in?
No,
100 bucks, 100 bucks.
100 bucks. You can't do all in every time.
Raise $100.
These college kids are good.
All right, player one checks.
Oh.
Player two folds. I have, it's a two of clubs, jack of spade, 7 of spades. I have 4 spades right now.
And you have 2 of a kind.
And 2 of a kind. And a pair.
Well, that's not me, a pair.
All in.
No.
All in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. The kid's in his dorm room right now sweating his ass off.
He called.
No, folded.
Ah!
Yeah! This is great.
Hey, we only got 25 more minutes to win $2,
all right,
guys.
I have a jack and a 3. 2 different suits.
Ooh, 100 bucks.
And a 10. I have 10 bucks on there. Low blind.
Oh, yeah.
Just 100, do 100 bucks?
No, yeah.
We have confirmation. The third player in this tournament is a naked guy in his 50s in his parents' basement. Yeah. And he's drinking
one
a beer.
One fold, one call. Oh, my gosh. 10, ace, 7.
That's okay. You got two 10s.
No, I don't.
You got a pair. You said you had a 10.
No, I have a jack and a 3.
Oh, stupid.
I'm checking.
What's he going to do? He's going to raise.
He raised 90.
Oh,
he's good.
I got nothing. I'm going to fold.
He's
good.
I'd fold.
Yeah, I got nothing.
He intimidated us.
He took me.
He intimidated
us. I don't like that guy. He is good.
He's real good. Oh, man. What's the chip count at?
Oh, coach, I got 2 8s showing. Let's go.
Two eights? Let's go.
All in?
Oh, yeah.
All in.
And even send him a message. Say
coach,
fold.
One fold.
Say you better.
Oh, I got called.
Oh!
I got called.
Oh, 2 aces and a king.
He's got a 10 and a 9.
Oh, my God.
Tell him all in.
Oh, God.
We're all in.
We're all in. This dude's about to be out.
No, tell him to eat, mother.
We will. We'll tell him to eat those 8s.
It froze up. I don't know why.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
It's over?
No.
Whoa. Don't go clicking around.
Yeah, don't click.
I'm not clicking.
Dude, Bovada's overseas. Sometimes it takes a second. Come on.
It froze up. Damn it.
So what do you do?
I don't know. I'm just waiting.
Well, now it's going to take longer than 30 minutes.
We could already be out and not even know.
Dude, now it's going to be
three.
Oh, he got me.
He got me. He got
a 10.
Tens.
He had tens and
That's it, boys. All in.
How much did you lose?
I'm about to lose all my money.
How much?
I thought you went all in.
I know, and I lost it, Coach.
But how are you still have money?
I have, well, because I had more than everyone else.
Wait a minute. What did he have?
He had tens.
A pair of tens, you jackass.
What did you have?
Nothing.
You had a pair of eights.
A pair of eights.
Tens, tens beat eights.
I didn't see his ten.
All right. I just lost this one.
Did you just lose $2?
That was it, boys. Thank you, guys. Thank you all.
Make
Good
it
night.
Back. Do $2 on a dog.
I'm going to leave.
Guys, we...
All right.
Man, we were so excited there for a minute. That dude's good.
Dude, I thought you were locked in at the pair of eights.
We were.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Man.
Okay, great. Now we get to see him after a lost bet.
That was the excitement Tim Tebow felt after his wedding.
You guys are the ones that told me to go all in.
And then afterwards, he's like, that was it?
Coach, get on the mic.
Well, I'm sad.
I know.
Coach, it's just $2. It's fine.
No, you're down.
Damn.
All right.
If
I feel like this now, can you imagine Tunica?
Yeah, it's going to be even better than that, Coach, but they have more than a minimum of a dollar. You're going to have to...
What do you mean?
Tunica?
I can't go put a dollar
Coach,
on it in
Tunica? You're probably just going to have lost 20.
Tunica probably doesn't have your stupid wheel that you like.
I love the wheel. There's a
do you know what the wheel is?
Coach, I've heard there's it. A it's game wheel on Bovada, too. It's like a roulette wheel, but
so
it's just
what
a
it
big
is,
wheel.
It's this big old clown wheel that has 1, 2, 5, 10, 50.
20, 40. Or 50.
And you have to put a dollar on whatever one you think is going to land on. It pays 1-1. So if you put a dollar on a dollar and it lands on one, you win $1.
There are more ones on the board than any of them.
Oh, yes. Of course there are. And Eddie sits there and plays that for an hour, and he loses his money like no tomorrow.
Coach, again, I lose $20, and I was there for an hour. It's worth it to me.
I would rather go to sleep than watch that wheel go around and around.
But you know why he loves the wheel? Because it's the option to bet a dollar.
That's what I'm talking about. And usually they have the worst dealers, you know, and it's some girl.
Oh, God, that has no personality.
Some girl that doesn't speak English. And my whole goal is to just make her laugh the whole time. And they never laugh. I'm like, I'm going to make her laugh.
That's
Come on, Toyama! She's like,
you get in trouble, though. You can't yell at him too much.
Yeah, dude.
She's
no.
cool.
South Beach got in trouble. He told the dealer, F you, and almost
okay,
got
coach,
kicked out of the
that's
casino.
My bachelor party in Scottsdale, I got in trouble because...
You can't tell them to go F themselves.
I kept calling the girl the assassin.
Okay. Coach.
She was killing us.
You like, are a stone-cold assassin.
You're a murderer.
You got a bomb in that vest.
We were winning at a table. This girl comes in and wipes us clean, so whatever. We drink more. A couple hours later, we sit down at a table. Guess who they bring in?
The assassin.
The assassin. The assassin's back, and she got pissed.
Then I kept saying it another 10 times until they kicked me out.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
That was such a depressing end of the podcast.
That's fine.
All right.
We never talked about AB, though. What do you guys think about that?
We're
out of time. We're good.
No, I really think he has mental issues.
I told you, the prison league just got one hell of a wide receiver.
There's something really, really wrong with him, right?
Yeah, something's not right.
Yes.
Like, he needs... I don't know how this works, how you can get someone committed, but I would... If I'm his friends, I would get him committed. I don't know if you can get him in there for 48 hours or whatever, but there's something really wrong.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's just...
It's nuts that all this was able to stay under wraps because it didn't just start.
Right.
He always has been nuts, which we kind of saw. But, I mean, wow, when you're talking about loss of money and this guy just doesn't care, yelling at police and stuff. Like,
did you watch that video of him yelling at the police?
Coach, he's lost
his mind. Is it crazy?
Coach, he's like telling him he's like, get out of here, fatty. Go get to the cops.
Get out of here, you freaking pigs. All this, blah, blah, blah.
I thought it was a moving truck.
Well, this is the new one. The moving truck's the new one.
Oh.
The cop one, he didn't even get in trouble for. He just yelled stuff at him.
Well, he was partners with a youth football league through the police department, and they gave his money back. They said, you know what? We don't want to be associated with you. Your donation is refunded because he was out in the street getting, get out of here, you pigs. Get out of my yard. Da-da-da-da. Blank you. Blank you.
Maybe the video footage I saw, it sounded like he's drinking. He didn't seem right.
Doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Poor dude.
I hope he gets help. There's something wrong with him.
Will he be in the league again?
No, probably not.
I don't think so.
Eddie?
Nah.
So I really don't think so.
I bet the Titans give him a shot.
Okay, I got a question for you. If you're as a Titans fan, if you had to lose one player, Ryan Tannehill or Derrick Henry?
Tannehill.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
He's a dime a dozen, dude. Who's the fifth draft pick of a quarterback I can take? I'll take him over Tannehill. Hey, we got another quarterback on our team called Mariota.
Yeah, how good was he?
You really want him to
play? Fine, we'll go without a quarterback.
You want him to play again? I mean, Henry was a better quarterback than Mariota.
Yeah, did you see that jump pass? All right.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Goodbye,
bro. We're out.